Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Ever get that feeling? Like, okay, my neighbors are a little strange. Well, buckle up, because today we are diving headfirst into a story that takes neighborly discreets to a level you won't believe.
Oh, I believe it.
We're talking psychological warfare, folks. Straight out of a Nightmare Neighbors episode, which is actually where the story comes from.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A listener wrote in, and trust me, by the end of this, you'll be looking at those fruit baskets from next door a little differently.
I hear you.
This isn't just about one outrageous situation, though. This is about recognizing the tactics at play so you can spot them in your own life. Because believe me, this stuff, it can get real.
Absolutely.
So picture this. Listener moves in next door to this seemingly average family.
Yeah.
Things seem fine at first, maybe a little too quiet, but hey, who are we to judge?
Right.
But then the kid, the neighbor's kid, starts relentlessly bullying our listener's kid.
Oh, no.
I'm talking constant, targeted, just mean-spirited stuff.
Wow.
And our listener is heartbroken, right? Seeing their child come home day after day, just devastated.
Of course.
So they try to talk to the parents, right? Address the bullying head on.
Makes sense.
And this is where the psychology gets really interesting, because the parents, they go into full-on denial mode.
Classic. It's a way of protecting themselves, their ego.
Yeah.
It's much easier to minimize the situation, to write it off as kids being kids, than to actually confront the uncomfortable truth.
And that's what makes it so frustrating for the person experiencing it, for the listener in this case.
Absolutely. You're trying to reason with a brick wall. They've constructed this narrative, and they're sticking to it no matter how much it hurts others, and it makes you start to question your own sanity.
Exactly. Like, am I overreacting? Is this really that big of a deal? But the listener knew. They knew this wasn't right.
Of course they did.
So they did what any sane person would do. They started setting boundaries, limiting their kids' interactions with the neighbors, which, again, seems like the most logical step, right? But here's where things take a turn for the truly bizarre, because instead of, you know, backing off, respecting the boundaries, the neighbors double down on the crazy.
Oh, tell me more.
They launch into this campaign of passive aggression. Icy glares, snide remarks, you name it, like something out of a sitcom.
It's almost comical, except it's not, because it's happening in real life and it's incredibly stressful.
Exactly. And the listener is stuck in this pressure cooker, hoping beyond hope that things will just somehow magically get better.
Mm-hmm.
And then a glimmer of light, the neighbors decide to move out.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Right. Problem solved. Or so we thought.
Oh, no. What happened?
Because when our listener walks into that vacant apartment, are you ready for this? Fleas. Everywhere. And I'm not talking about a couple stragglers. I'm talking a full-blown infestation. The listener actually described their feet as being black with fleas. B-L-L-U.
Okay. That's just, wow. Talk about a parting gift.
Right. But that, my friend, was just the tip of the crazy iceberg.
You're kidding.
Because while our listener is battling the bubonic plague, part two, the former neighbors, they decide to up their game even further.
There's something else.
Oh, yeah. Buckle up, because it's about to get wild. So they're gone, right? Out of the apartment, but not quite out of our listener's hair, because remember that storage unit?
Oh, right. They still had stuff there.
Stuff they decided they needed back weeks later.
Oh, boy.
And of course, demanded access.
It's typical, right? Like, they haven't put this person through enough already.
It's like they needed one last dig, you know?
Yeah.
One last chance to exert some control over the situation.
And keep the listener on edge, wondering what they'll do next.
Exactly. So, understandably, the listener was a little wary about these people just waltzing back into their lives.
I can only imagine.
So they insisted on a third party being present when they accessed the storage unit.
Smart move.
The police agreed, which is just, I mean, can you imagine having to involve the police because your former neighbors are so unhinged, you can't even trust them to empty a storage unit.
It really makes you wonder what goes through people's minds, doesn't it?
For real. So now our listener is stuck in this bizarre limbo,
right,
reeling with the landlord who probably just wants to stay out of it.
Oh, absolutely.
And trying to anticipate the neighbor's next move, which, let's be honest, at this point could be anything.
It's like waiting for the other shoe to drop, right?
Yeah.
Except you have no idea what kind of shoe it's going to be or when it's going to fall.
The worst kind of waiting game. But here's the thing about constantly being on the defensive, always reacting to someone else's chaos.
It wears you down.
It does. It takes away your power, your sense of control. And that's when the listener made a decision. They decided to take back that power.
I like the sound of this already.
Oh, yeah. Things are about to get interesting because instead of being the victim, they decided, you know what? Two can play this game.
Okay, I'm hooked.
Remember, they're still living in the apartment these neighbors just vacated, right? So while they're waiting for this whole storage unit thing to play out, they hatch a plan.
Okay.
First up, glitter.
The glitter.
Oh, yeah. And not just a little sprinkle here and there. We're talking full-on glitter bomb everywhere. Floors, walls, even inside stuff, you know, just to be thorough.
Okay, I have to admit, that's kind of genius.
Right, and it gets better.
It does.
Oh, it does. Because next up, the sprinklers. Left on, accidentally, of course, flooding the driveway with nice soapy water, timed perfectly for the neighbor's grand arrival.
Oh, they didn't.
They did, but they saved the best for last.
You're kidding.
Nope. The piece de resistance. Water balloons filled with vinegar and food coloring.
Get out.
I'm telling you, this listener, they went full on guerrilla warfare. And you know what?
What?
It worked. They took one look at that scene and basically turned tail and ran.
No kidding. Can you blame them?
Yeah.
I mean, talk about a clear message.
Right. They got their stuff, hightailed it out of there, and that was it. The end.
You know, it's funny, right? We spend so much time talking about boundaries, communication, all those healthy ways of dealing with difficult people.
Right.
And sometimes you just got to fight fire with, well, not fire exactly, but glitter, water balloons, a little bit of creative landscaping.
Like whatever works, right. But seriously, this whole story, as wild as it is, it really highlights something so important.
It's up.
We always have a choice. Even when we feel powerless, even when we feel like we're backed into a corner, there's always something we can do.
Absolutely. And it's not always about, you know, all out glitter warfare.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's about setting those boundaries firm but fair.
Right.
Sometimes it's about recognizing those manipulative tactics and refusing to play the game.
Exactly. And sometimes it's about realizing when a situation is beyond repair and walking away.
And you know what? Sometimes walking away is the biggest power move of all.
Truth. Well said. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive. But before we go, remember, you are not alone in this crazy world of human behavior.
That's right. We all have those moments, those neighbors, those situations that make us question everything.
But we're here to help you navigate it all. So until next time, stay curious, stay vigilant, and remember, you've got this.
And always keep a little glitter on hand. You never know when it might come in handy.
Okay, maybe not always, but you get the idea.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.